Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Boys and Girls Club to hold a Standing With Youth event in Paso Robles. City of San Luis Obispo increasing law enforcement activity ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast is bringing its advocacy event, Standing With Youth, to the North County on Tuesday, March 26th at 11:30 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Club Tom Moss Clubhouse, 3301 Oak Street, Paso Robles. CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast, Maria Fabula, will be joined by fellow panelists, Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and District 5 Supervisor Heather Moreno. The three will discuss the landscape of young people across the county and the unique challenges they're facing. Boys and Girls Club invites business leaders, policymakers, and community officials to be a part of this luncheon event. Individuals interested in attending can register for their spot online at no charge at swypaso.givesmart.com. Yesterday morning, a juvenile crashed a car into Appy's Liquor Store on 28th and Spring Street and then fled the scene. Surveillance footage from the liquor store shows a driver of a Toyota driving over the parking block on the side of the liquor store and hitting the store's wall facing Spring Street. The driver then immediately fled the scene without speaking to anyone, though was found later by police. The damage to the building was not significant, pushing the wall forward by about 3 centimeters and damaging the ice cream machine inside. The owner of the store said he was grateful no one was hurt and said the damage will be covered through insurance. Paso Police Department says they did not arrest the suspect. City of San Luis Obispo increasing law enforcement activity ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The city of San Luis Obispo is cracking down even further on large-scale street parties leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day. Street parties are no longer welcome in the community, a release from the city says. To protect public safety, the city will once again take a zero-tolerance approach during the safety enhancement zones in March, increasing enforcement and doubling fines for violations. The city will be instating these safety enhancement zones the next 2 weekends, as well as on St. Patrick's Day. Over the past several years, increasingly dangerous and destructive street partying has occurred in San Luis Obispo neighborhoods near Cal Poly, which prompted a zero-tolerance approach and a change to city laws, the city says. They'll be working with Cal Poly on this enforcement, and the university will be holding an on-campus event to draw crowds away from neighborhoods. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters Fundraiser Dinner is coming up next Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center. Here's Emily Santoro, FFA Chapter President at Paso Robles High School, talking about the upcoming event.
Our FFA Boosters Dinner is an annual event that our parent supporters host to raise money for our FFA chapter and our FFA chapter event. The funds support over 450 students in our ag department. The money raised goes to transportation costs, conference costs, contest competitions. They buy us livestock equipment. They have scholarships for us, so much more. What we're doing is the event is on Saturday, March 14th at the Paso Robles Event Center. So the doors open at 5 p.m. and it's in the Estrella building. And we are asking if people want to buy tickets or tables to the event to just come support our ag program and help us continue to flourish and continue to grow the leaders that we know our world needs and grow the leaders that will continue to help us succeed.
Paso Robles High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction with FFA students as the waiting staff. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for this morning starting at about 10 a.m. The burn will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Poza Road and Rinconada Road. The operation is designed to reduce flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires and to support long-term ecological health. Daylight saving time is set to begin this Sunday, March 8th. At 2 a.m., the official hour will be set forward by clocks and instantly become 3 a.m. Sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, equaling more light in the evening hours and later sunrise in the morning. Phones and computers will adjust themselves automatically, but be sure to reset manual clocks. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Nuggets beat the Lakers 120-113, the Pelicans over the Kings 133-123, the Warriors beat the Rockets 115-113, the Bulls over the Suns 105-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, the Lakers will go against the Pacers, and tomorrow, the Warriors will face the Thunder. In California news, earlier this week, California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks called on candidates to drop from the race if they do not have a viable path, citing concerns over a crowded Democratic ballot. Despite this, only one Democrat has ended their campaign, former State Assembly Majority Leader Ian Calderon. This is due to California's top two primary system, where the top two vote getters, regardless of party, will be the only ones to advance to the general election. California has joined two dozen other states in suing the Trump administration over its new round of global tariffs imposed last month. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said this lawsuit is about protecting everyday Americans from the harmful effects of unlawful tariffs. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Mike Lefevre, a Colorado corn grower and a member of the U.S. Grains Council Advisory Committee, discusses current priorities, including improving river access for corn exports.
Right now, the things that are very important to, that should be important to all, is our river system, because we got the best river system in the world, even though it needs some work done to the locks and stuff, because a lot of the locks are only 660 foot. They need to be 1,200 because that's the size of our tugs. And so once we get down there, then you're talking about the Panama Canal. They have opened up a new one, but people don't realize that there is 111 million metric tons of corn that go through that canal. That's why we can ship corn cheaper than anybody else in the world. And so they might pay a little bit more for our corn at our base, but with the transportation, by the time it arrives, they're still at a bargain.
Lefevre says that USGC is working to secure infrastructure upgrades for aging locks and dams to strengthen export capacity.
If you look at our tugs are 600 foot long, or we used to be 600 foot long, now they're 1,200. So if you can imagine this, that they got to break that tug up and anchor it in the river, take half of it through the canal, take it to the other side, anchor it in the river, the tug has to go back through the canal, pick up the other half of it, go back through the canal, put them back together, and do that 29 times going down the Mississippi. Wow. Not efficient at all. So if they get the 1,200 ones, they cut that in half.
Yeah. Fever, a U.S. Grains Council Advisory Board member.
The Ag Information Network, covering over half of the nation's potato acres and a third of the nation's wheat. We've been bringing news and information to these Pacific Northwest producers for 40 years on 73 radio stations. With the large amount of farmland that our network covers, our region's farmers are on the go, tuning in behind the wheel of a truck or tractor. The Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
When decisions are made about agriculture, who's speaking for you? Washington Farm Bureau ensures farmers and ranchers have a seat at the table, protecting your values, your livelihood, and your future. From water rights to labor issues and so much more, Farm Bureau advocates for fair practices and common sense solutions. But we're stronger when we stand together. Join your local Farm Bureau and make your voice heard. Visit WSFB.com to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer that has comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax development and asset protection. When cows develop mastitis, inflammation of the udder, dairies often respond with immediate antibiotic treatment. That approach has long protected animal health and milk production, but research suggests treating every case the same way may not always be necessary. Christian Bernal Cordoba, a veterinarian and graduate researcher at the University of California, Davis, said the discussion around antibiotics should focus less on cutting use and more on improving precision. Antibiotics themselves are not the problem, he said. The problem is how we use them. Rather than emphasizing reduction alone, Bernal Cordoba said producers should focus on optimizing antibiotic use by applying treatment when it provides clear benefit. At the same time, reducing unnecessary treatments lowers drug costs on the farm, decreases discarded milk during withdrawal periods, and reduces time spent managing dairy hospital pens. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, sunny on Friday. Upper 70s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply lower. The major averages are down more than 1%. The job market cooled in February, and crude oil prices continue to rise in response to the Mideast conflict. West Texas Intermediate crude oil topped $87 a barrel this morning. The U.S. lost 92,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Job losses were spread across multiple types of employers. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez Dreamer says strikes and weather impacted employment last month. The numbers do raise expectations the Fed will need to cut interest rates. Marvell Technology shares opened up nearly 12%. Its quarter was much better than expected. It supplies chips and equipment for artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Makes in my case.
Thirty-eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curberil and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition on The Right Choice.
Now when I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. I jump on the telephone. I call
the Morning Exchange. K
KPRL.
This afternoon, Darcia is flying solo. She'll be in the main captain seat as Kenny is gone for the next couple of weeks. And that's open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, so have at it with that. Also, we'd like to congratulate our winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place, and it is Kay Dick. Kay Dick is the winner of the gift certificate for Joe's Place. She was one of the qualifiers on trivia. Kay, you got 30 days. 30 days. Always call ahead, 238-1230, and use your app if you need to get to this location. Okay. Let's see here. On the text, the air pollution dropped to nearly nothing worldwide when COVID shut us down for 3 weeks in 2020. Okay. This guy is, here it is. Your last caller yesterday was uninformed by listening and believing fake news. You ask yourself why we pay the highest taxes in the country. He would be one example. The positive side, he may get reprogrammed by listening to your show. Well, that generally works. That does generally work. All right, on the email, the old-fashioned stuff, email. Not sure you have touched on this yet. Fuel prices by my house was $4.89 yesterday a.m. When I came home, it was $4.91 this a.m. It was $5.16. How does this happen overnight? The fuel in the storage tank is still the same price. I don't know how that works, but I have noticed that from time to time. You go drive someplace in the morning, and you'll see it. Then you come back, and particularly after truck leaves, and it's I don't know. I have no idea how any of that works. Let's see here. This is a very, interesting story. HUD. You know what HUD is, don't you? The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Believe it was, let's see here. It was either Monday or yesterday. I guess it doesn't matter. Well, they have proposed a rule that would limit public housing mostly to citizens, which advocates fear could lead to tens of thousands of people being evicted. Now, this rule published, it calls for limiting funding for those in public housing and other HUD-related housing to citizens and eligible non-citizen. The rule would require every resident in HUD-funded housing to show proof of citizenship or eligible status, including those 62 years and older who previously only had to show proof of age. And again, this goes on. The measure would effectively bar mixed-status families where some household members are eligible for help from housing and is part of the government immigration crackdown. A similar rule was proposed but never finalized during the first Trump administration and is mentioned as a policy priority. And this is something that Trump is trying to do. Under President Trump's leadership, the days of illegal aliens, ineligibles, and fraudsters gaming the system and riding the coattails of American taxpayers are over. This is from the HUD Secretary Scott Turner said in the statement. HUD's proposed rule will guarantee that all residents in HUD-funded housing are eligible tenants. We have zero tolerance for pushing aside hardworking U.S. citizens while enabling others to exploit decades of loopholes. And it doesn't say, and of course the housing advocates are quick to criticize the move because, like many things, this has become another industry, also known as a cottage industry. So maybe some of you have thoughts on this. And this rule could affect many more people who struggle to provide proper documents. About 3.8 million adults with citizenship lack any form of documentation proving their citizenship. How about that? So almost 4 million adults with citizenship, they lack any documentation. Well, the question is, how do they get in and where are they? Well, probably a lot of them are in the states or cities. We can guess. All right. Also, let's see here. The California ID Initiative, it has cleared signature threshold, setting up November showdown with your current governor. Polling overwhelmingly shows a supermajority consensus for voter ID requirements. This is from the petition organizer, obviously. And it will allow only U.S. citizens to vote. And that has gained momentum. It's gotten over 875,000 signatures to qualify for the November ballot. So we will see what happens to this. And they are now, let me see, they got over that. So they're 1.3 million signatures. And it is, according to the group, bipartisan support. And it's all walks of life and political persuasions all over the state. That's 58 counties. Polls showing 71% of Californians favor the initiative. Now, if passed, the measure would bypass the Democratic legislative supermajority and amend the state constitution to require voter ID when casting a ballot. Also require election officials to verify the citizenship of registered voters and require the state to maintain accurate voter rolls, which they are supposed to do anyway. So this could be really good news, and we'll see how far it goes. And as people have pointed out regarding this mess, you need an ID to board an airplane or to buy a pack of cigarettes or a case of beer or so many other things in our daily lives. So what would be the real reason, if we can get an honest answer from people, why we shouldn't require? And don't give me the, well, you know, some people don't have identification. That's BS. If they don't have identification, they're probably getting some form of government assistance, meaning money from you and me. So how did they get that? They had to show some kind of identification. Some kind of identification. All right. So, again, could be some good news on the horizon here in the state of California. All right, back to the global warming. It is supposedly social disruption. I don't know what that means. There's no description here of what social disruption is. Does anybody know what the term social disruption is, or is just another term that people use in conversation to make it sound more urgent, or that they're more important or smarter than others? So we will, if anybody knows that, we will be interested to hear your thoughts on that. Also, volcanoes do have an effect on the climate, and it's some are saying it's minimal, others say it's continuous. I guess it's depending on how much research you want to do. Volcanoes release carbon dioxide annually, and it is, some are extremely large. Large eruptions are rare, but there are a couple around the world that are continuing to let out the smoke and so forth, and that does have an effect on the climate. That's Mother Nature. That's not you driving the SUV. Okay? So we have that, and more on climate change. Let's see here. This is something I have to open up and read. It has to do with the California water rights adjudication. We'll be getting closer to that. I think it's in August. Is it August or January of next year? Can't keep track of these things, so it keeps going on. All righty, here's a question I have to throw out. Christy Noem. Now, from what I heard yesterday and a little bit this morning, that she is going to be given another job within the Trump administration. Now, this was this morning. I was looking at some opinion pieces, and there are a lot of Trump people that are not happy that he's letting her go, but he almost has to. But considering that she didn't directly call Trump out, but there seems to be a difference of opinion on this, the ad. What was it, $200 million or $200,000 for those commercials? And so if she lied, why is he continuing to keep her on? Not as the secretary, but in another position. In another position. I forget what her title is going to be. But anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that. What did you think? Many say that there are a lot more other issues other than this commercial. And that includes another, was it $300,000 or $3 million on redoing her jets or her jet. But also apparently that she was not good, or at least not getting along with many people within her own agency. And there was some turmoil there. So maybe she wasn't a good leader. We don't know. We don't work there. But that seems to be another issue as well, and that Trump was thinking about this after what happened in Minneapolis, that he wasn't necessarily happy with how things went on, and that's one of the reasons why he sent in Tom Holman. But if that's the case, my question is, why do you want to keep her on? I don't know. Usually, if you basically call out your boss, you ain't going to last too long, so... Anyway, that's just a couple of things happening in our state and around the country as we continue to go. Let's see here. Identification on the email. Why do American citizens born and raised in the United States have to be forced into proving they are citizens in order to vote with a real ID? How do we discern the legitimate from the illegitimate? I don't know. My question is being, how did we get to this point, or why did we let it get to this point? Now, even if you're a citizen of the United States, you still should have to provide identification to vote, because you're going to have to provide identification to do a lot of other things anyway. So I'm okay with pulling out my ID if I have to go vote. I think it's a little ridiculous, but I understand that at this juncture in my life, when I go up to the counter at Food for Less and I have my beer, that I have to show my ID. I think I look over 21. Chris, would you mistaken me for a 20-year-old?
Not in a million years.
And don't say so joyfully. Right. But, you know, it's, and I've talked to the clerks, and again, I don't mind. I'm ready to show it, but they're told they have to do this. But at some point, would it be considered discrimination or something along those lines? If, let's just say, there's a 21-year-old behind me in line, and I go up, and the clerk asks me for my ID to buy the beer, okay? And she says, no, I don't need your ID. And then the 21-year-old comes up, and she asks the ID. Now, could this person say, well, why didn't you ask him? Well, to me, it would be a little obvious. Now, again, maybe they don't trust the clerk's judgment, and they're just doing this to cover themselves so they're not being set up by, you know, the police or something like that, who've got nothing better to do to make sure that, you know, the underage drinking. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I go through the same process when I go to Food for Less, but the reason it being is that their computer program will not let them do a transaction without scanning your ID, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're buying alcohol or anything, you know, I guess tobacco. You would have to get your ID has to get scanned, because you hand it to them. Not that they look at it, they scan it.
Oh, I didn't.
So that program.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that it was connected to the computer.
Yeah, so there's a lot of places that do that. And actually, it's a pain in the butt, but you know what? Those people, they're responsible, and it's foolproof that they have to check the person's ID.
Yeah, I've gotten, you know, I'm ready to go. I've got my dollar bills ready along with my identification. So, because I know when I'm going in there that, okay, here it is. As a matter of fact, that's usually the first thing I hand them.
Yeah. I hope you don't, when you go to a grocery store, you don't write a check. That's the most annoying thing when you're standing in line and there's 10 people behind you and 10 people in front of you and there's somebody writing a check. That should be banned.
No, I don't. I have never written a check at a grocery store, and I'm like you. When people are standing in line, and no offense, ladies, but particularly you, that you are in line and then you start writing the check after everything has been went through. So you are looking for it in your purse for 10 minutes, and then you start writing it out. Why can't you have the check written out with a date on it and your signature and everything except the amount before you even go to the store?
No, I get it. It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Now, that may be my biggest one at the checkout line, is that people that do that.
That's what I meant, yeah.
It just drives me up the wall that people do that. It's unbelievable. Especially when they see that the lines are backed up. Because, you know, if you go to Food for Less, you know, a couple of times they don't have enough clerks, so the lines are pretty long.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole, with the digital age, I don't know why. Well, I guess some people can't function with the new technology, but
well,
the tech thing, I think, should be obsolete. Well, in some cases, I have to still write a check, and it's usually twice a year, my homeowner's insurance or my property tax.
Well, more entities, including government entities, are getting away from writing personal checks and putting them in the mail.
Well, if you go down and pay your taxes down at the county, they charge you, I think, 2.1% using a credit card or ATM card. So you write a check. So if your taxes are, you know, $10,000, you can do the math on that. That's a hell of a fee.
Yeah, it is. You know, back to the in line at the grocery store, and this may be the most important part. While you're standing there, and these people are doing this, lollygagging around, your beer is getting warm.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, you have a good weekend.
All right, let's see here. FedEx has a company policy that states their delivery drivers have to scan in your driver's license every single time they deliver tobacco products to you. So it's not just a matter of being old enough to buy tobacco. They want your license scanned into the system every time. Yep, that is so true. So true. Well, that's the world, unfortunately, in which we live. It's all due to climate warming or climate change or global warming. I don't know which.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Daylight saving time is set to begin this Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m. The official hour by clocks will instantly become 3 a.m. and sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, equaling more light in the evening hours and later sunrise in the morning. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for today starting at about 10 a.m. and will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Poza Road and Rinconada Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. Bunker busting in Iran. 50 Israeli jets pounding the bunker once used by the dead Ayatollah to dispatch other Iranian leaders hiding there. While the U.S. sank an Iranian drone mothership, CENTCOM Commander Brad Cooper says we're turning Iran's attack drone technology back on them.
This was an original Iranian drone design. We captured it, pulled the guts out, sent it back to America, put a little Made America on it, brought it back here, and we're shooting them at the Iranians.
Defense contractors called to the White House about boosting U.S. missile production, and with oil prices surging, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles reported urging Trump advisors for ideas to bring down the price of gas up over 30 cents in a week. Rough Labor Department report just in, surprise plunge in jobs, 92,000 lost in February, and the unemployment rate ticks up to 4.4%. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Nice day. Upper 60s, plenty of sunshine. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s and then low 70s. Sunny on your Saturday. Sunday will hit the upper 70s with plenty of sunshine. Going out to Monday, mid-70s. Low 70s Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 627 a.m., 603 p.m. We are at 42. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Remember, they've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. If you're looking for something exciting, interesting, and educational, fill your free time, please consider volunteering for the Paso Robles History Museum at the Carnegie Library. Flexible hours and days, and volunteer as much or as little as you want. You'll get plenty of help, and so contact them if you are interested. Also, coming up, you've got the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival. Save the date. That's May 7th through the 10th, and they've got an outstanding array, of course, of the talent camping, and they have a new earliest bird discount, so just check out Parkfield Bluegrass at bmscc.org to find out more and get in. It gets crowded, but it's very beautiful out there. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry. Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day is a pretty big day. I don't know, might want to think about it. All right. Well, we got a lot for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know if I'll be able to get everybody in on the other side, too. Betty Fausto, Judy Rowland, Brandy Smith Jr., Tom Shelley, Amina Weeks is having a birthday, Michelle Rossier Ryan, Megan Krutzinger, Kim Lerdoff, Joyce Weaver, Kevin Beyer, Alton Emery, Don and Edith Regal, Adam and Jamie Boys, Thora Snelson, Dave Nicholas is having a birthday, Tyler Craspy, Mona Cobbler, Doreen Ruggles, Heather Carter, Lou Esposito, Jerry Balzer, Bob Paver, Sir Drake Phillips, he's another KPRL kid, 75th Ranger Regiment. How about that? Yes, indeed. We're in good hands. Linda Caldwell, Darlene Reed, Lisa Curry, Carolyn Potts, Ross Ursel, Jerry Atkins, Heather Stroud. We have Kylie Armoral, Kristen Hanley, Michelle Harrington, Sarah Hall, Kathy Tucker, Sunday's local celebrities, Stephanie Hull, Tyler Hamm, Connor Kalar, Brian Ferguson, Phil Cagliaro, hey Phil, Robert Gilson, Dorothy Schuler, Julie Hammer, Steve Sturgis, Louis Bruce, Tina O'Mahony, Dane Greger, Kirk Petrie's having a birthday, Dakota Baker, Paul and Karen Lamas, and Richard and Pat Sinclair. What a list today. On my right-hand side, this is pretty loaded. Let's see here. Where is it? Okay, Michelangelo, 1475, 1564. Also, continuing, Cyrano de Bergerac, the soldier and author and all that, 1619, 1655. Reng Laudner, the sports columnist and humorist, 1885, 1933, the greatest left-handed pitcher in baseball history. There's no argument. Lefty Grove, 1900, 1975. Bob Wills is still the king. Yes, indeed. 1905, 1975. I bet. Lou Costello, 1906, 1959. Here's Johnny. Ed McMahon, 1923, 2009. Wes Montgomery, the jazz guy, 1923, 1968. Gordon Cooper, the astronaut, 1927, 2004. Let's see here. John Smith from Cimarron and others, 1931, 1995. Pretty good baseball player, Cookie Rojas, 1939. Hall of Famer, Pops, Willie Stargell, 1941, 2001. Mary Wilson of the Supremes, yeah. 1944, 2021, from the Zombies, Hugh Grundy, 1945. This guy was a very good tight end and a very good announcer. Bob Trumpy, the Cincinnati Bengals, 1945. He passed away this past November. Let's see here. David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, 1946. Kiki D, 1947. Gold medalist in the high jump, Dick Fosbury, 1947. Meathead, Rob Reiner, 1947, murdered by his son in 2025. John Stossel, this guy's pretty good, 1947. Tom Arnold, 1959. Let's see here. Shaquille Shaq, 1972. Michael Finley, he wasn't a bad basketball player, 1973. And Jake Arrieta, pretty good pitcher, 1986. All right, passing away on this day. Well, Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett, we know what happened there, 1876. Nancy Reagan, 2016. Sheila McRae, 2014. This lady was a very, very good actress. Teresa Wright, she died in 2005. Ann Rand passed away in 1982. And William Hooper, who was he? Well, he was Paul Drake and Perry Mason, and his mother was Hedda Hooper. He died in 1970. Nelson Eddy died in 1967, and I believe that is it. Yep. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't reach the major leagues until he was 25 because he was with the Baltimore Orioles in the International League, and his owner did not want to sell him. He won over 100 games in the minor leagues. Teams wanted him, but his team owner kept him in the minor leagues without trading him because he wanted to win. Well, that was smart on his part, but Lefty Grove didn't get to the big leagues till he was 25. And all he did was win 300 games and only lost 141. And all he did was win the Triple Crown twice, four-time AL win leader, nine-time AL ERA leader. His lifetime ERA was 3.06. He was simply the most dominant left-handed pitcher in the history of baseball. Lefty Grove goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters Fundraiser Dinner is coming up next Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center. The fundraiser will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction with FFA students as the waiting staff. Yesterday morning, a juvenile crashed a car into Appy's Liquor Store on 28th and Spring Street and then fled the scene. Surveillance footage from the liquor store shows a driver of a Toyota driving over the parking block and hitting the store's wall before facing Spring Street. The driver fled the scene, but was found later by police. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Connie Mack thought so much of it that he was able to convince Dunn, the owner of the international team, to sell him to the A's. And this was way back when for $100,000. Lefty Grove died at the age of 75 in Ohio. And again, the greatest left-handed pitcher that ever lived. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.